This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60. Houston area schools have healthy breakfasts available every morning. Get more details from your school.
You know, it's good that you're watching this program, but have you been active today? Have you been active tonight? Play 60, the NFL Play 60 program, is all about getting kids to exercise for 60 minutes a day. Well, earlier this week at the Houston Texans YMCA, a couple of young Texans defensive backs mixed it up with some kids and urged them to stay active.
He came in, Jamal Rowe came out today and just had a good time with the kids. We played 7-on-7 with them. I threw a touchdown. It was real fun. It's just fun coming out hanging out with the kids and like let them just see NFL players like really care about the community.
Today was fun. It was a Play 60 event. We interacted with the kids and we made sure they had fun at the end of the day. It was a lot of competition out here. It was just good to see all kids being taught character and to interact with each other.
Hey, let's hear it for these guys. Nice job, everybody.
Like I said, it's very important for them just to see guys like me and Roe come out here and like just show them that we really do care about the community. Even if we're not from Houston, but we know we play here now, so it's kind of our second home.
A lot of things are made for kids to be in the house, so for them to be out here outside as hot as it is in Houston, it's very important for them to, you know, interact and have fun. I think it was very strong to see NFL players to come out and interact with the kids. They now see that they have opportunity and they have a chance and you know, to be in our shoes one day. So for us to show them that we care about them as much as we do, it left a huge impact.
I'm here at the stadium this week, but other parts of the HoustonTexans.com staff hit the road, Birmingham, Alabama, to be exact, for SEC Media Days. John Harris has an expert, Andy Staples, to talk a little bit about the Texans' connection with one of the best conferences in all of college football.
Hey, we're here at SEC Media Days 2015 with one of my favorites from SI.com, college football guru, but also a guy that knows plenty of our Texans, especially the ones drafted in 2015. That's Andy Staples. And, Andy, we were talking before about one guy I know that you really like the Texans draft in the second round, and that's Bernhardrick McKinney.
Oh, I love Bernhardrick McKinney. He was everywhere at Mississippi State. They basically built the defense around him. High school quarterback, 215 pounds coming out of high school.
One of the guys also on Friday night of the draft, the Texans ended up drafting, moving up to get Arizona State wide receiver Jalen Strong. I know I was a huge fan. Andy, what did you think of Jalen Strong as an Arizona State Sun Devil and now moving on to the Texans?
I'm not sure there was a better guy in college football last year when the ball was in the air. That 50-50 ball, Jalen Strong's getting it. He's winning that battle. And, I mean, some of those catches he would make along the sideline with a corner basically draped all over him, he was great at high-pointing the ball, at finding it, and fighting for it.
One of the guys that people in Houston, Andy, are so excited to see. We didn't get a chance to see much of him last year, but you covered him for 3 years in South Carolina. That's Jadeveon Clowney. If he's healthy, what did the Texans have?
Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt on the same defensive line is terrifying. Terrifying. Because the skill set that Clowney has, you just don't find anywhere. He's really fast. But he can keep that speed at 275 with really sudden hands, with a lot of strength up front. He's not as big and strong as Watt, but you can move him around the line like they do with J.J. Watt.
I don't know if you're going to be coming to Houston for the Advocare Texas kickoff, but Birmingham, barbecue, I've got to ask you, what grade, 1 to 10, how would you grade Birmingham barbecue? How excited are you to be here, SEC Media Days, because of the barbecue?
I don't know. I can find good barbecue pretty much anywhere in the South. There's a place in Homewood, Alabama, which is about 15 minutes from here, called Saws, that is one of the better barbecue places in the country. So I don't know if it's up there with Killens and Pearland, but it is up there, and it's one of my favorites. And so I'm sure I will visit at some point. And if I do happen to go to that game, I'm sure I'll visit some of your brisket spots down there.
Little question about brisket spots. Yeah, Killens is pretty good. For Andy Staples, I'm John Harris here at SEC Media Days.
Andy Staples is one expert. Peter Burns is another. We'll hear from him a little bit later from SEC Media Days. But next, it's time to pass out tickets. Seth Payne and DP Sidhu did that earlier this week. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 rolls on in just a bit.